The lack of housing is a threat to public health. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control, which is ordering a halt on evictions through the end of the year to help stop the spread of COVID-19. This moratorium applies to renters making $99,000 or less a year, twice that for couples, and only if those renters have no other options if they're evicted. It's drawing praise from some housing advocates, but also disappointment from landlords who say they need help too. For more, we have Doug Bibby, president of the National Multifamily Housing Council. And Doug, for months, we've seen people worry that they might not be able to pay their rent. And you're concerned about this move without additional funding for landlords. Say more.
Well, actually, you know, we've been pleasantly surprised by the fact that renters have been able to pay their rent since April and all the way through August because of the unemployment insurance benefits that were flowing to them. Those benefits stopped at the end of July, and so we're now staring at potentially a very difficult time in the marketplace. And the owners, are looking at the potential for people not being able to pay their rent. The renters are particularly strapped right now. They've been increasing their use of credit cards, and you know that day of reckoning comes later when the credit card bill comes in. So there's a potential huge amount of stress ahead of us in the marketplace if lawmakers don't come back and provide some assistance to renters in the marketplace.
Yeah, those in support of this move from the CDC also agree with you. They say this is a half step, that Congress needs to put billions of dollars into helping renters through this pandemic. Right now, there's a patchwork of eviction moratoriums. Renters depend on their states and cities for protections. But housing advocates say that patchwork can really be confusing and cause illegal evictions. You argue that renter protections are best left to local and state officials. Why?
Well, there's no national standard for basically dealing with these things. They have to be dealt with at the local level because the laws vary and the standards vary and the whole procedures vary from state to state and from locality to locality. You can't overlay some federal jurisdiction and hope to go through the labyrinth of state and local legalities.
Would you like to see, though, some sort of federal relief that then can be passed down to state and local officials?
Well, what we'd like to see is rental assistance for the residents of apartments across the country. And, you know, the average renter household has about $5,000 of net worth. So the best form of eviction protection is increased assistance to the renters. And that's what the federal government should be doing, rather than trying to concoct some federal eviction moratorium.
Do you think that they could work in conjunction with each other, though?
I think the only way they can work together is to have some form of forbearance for the owners and some form of relief on property taxes. Otherwise, what you have is a situation where the renter doesn't have to pay. And as proposed through this, we'll take it all the way through the end of this year. That means that those owners can't meet their payrolls, they can't pay their property taxes, they can't pay their insurance, and they can't contribute to the local fisc, you know, for the vendors who supply their businesses and so on. So, you know, it's very, very one-sided. And so if there is a balance in this, you know, we can live with that. But it has to be a balance that allows the owner to stay in business and to be able to put money back into the property. Because don't forget, these residents are demanding safe premises where they live. And if, you know, the landlord can't put money back in, that puts that at jeopardy as well. So we are looking for balance.
You know, you mentioned all of the things that the owner has to consider. Many people hear landlord and they think of businesses that own entire buildings. But half of U.S. rental units are owned by individuals, the people we often call mom and pop landlords. How worried are you about those landlords who may just own one or a handful of properties?
Yeah, I'm worried about them because that's either their livelihood or their retirement or both. They're the ones who are going to be in extremis first. Because if you have two properties and one of them your residence decides not to pay or is protected and doesn't have to pay, you know, all of a sudden, everything that you have to pay is cut in half. Anybody can do that math. It's very, very hard on the smaller owners. And in most of the business, you know, I think the top 50 owners in the marketplace have about 10% of the market. So that gives you an indication. It's very, very fragmented.
That's Doug Bibby, president of the National Multifamily Housing Council. Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.